On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
A man's admitted stabbing a 39-year-old whose body was found in Medway. Lucy's got the details for KMFM.
Peter Beale was discovered close to Rochester Bridge in September last year. Billy Dole, who's 28 and from Corrister Close in Hoo, had previously denied murder but changed his plea when he appeared at Maidstone Crown Court earlier. Another man who's 22 is due to go on trial later this month. Two women accused of assisting an offender are also due to go on trial later in the year.
KMFM News.
Figures out today show almost 180 online grooming offences have been recorded by police in Kent in just 18 months. There were more than 5,000 reports across England and Wales. Martha Kirby's from the NSPCC. She says 70% of cases took place on just three social media sites.
These were Instagram, Facebook and Snapchat, which means that actually the sites with the biggest resources to help prevent grooming are also the sites where the most grooming is happening. And that's why we think it's really important that social media companies take active steps to help protect children online.
The charity found girls aged 12 to 15 are most likely to be targeted, but some victims were as young as five. Facebook says keeping children safe is its top priority. A rapper's been sent to prison after giving Holby City star John Michie's daughter a Class A substance that killed her. 30-year-old rapper Sion Broughton's been jailed for 8.5 years for Luella's manslaughter. His 24-year-old girlfriend died after a bad reaction to the drug at music festival Bestival in Dorset in 2017. The government's paid £33 million to settle a claim with Eurotunnel, which challenged a series of ferry contracts awarded to cope with a no-deal Brexit. The firm, which runs the Channel Tunnel, says the process was secretive and it wasn't given the chance to compete for the work. Eurotunnel's dropped its claim in return for funding to ensure passengers and freight continue moving after Brexit. Now, it's set to be a nerve-wracking afternoon for thousands of children across Kent as they wait to find out which secondary school they'll be going to in September. Almost 21,500 applied for a place. Figures given to KMFM show more than 95% have got into one of their four preferences, with almost 8 in 10 getting their first choice. Roger Goff is in charge of education in Kent. He's got this advice if you didn't get what you were after.
It is always worth examining, as I say, very seriously, the place you have been offered, and in many cases accepting it. It doesn't actually preclude you then going after other options and taking those up if they become available. But I think it's very important that you ensure that you do secure that school place for your child.
Offer emails will be sent to parents at about 4 this afternoon.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Plans to build up to 700 homes on the Isle of Sheppey have been rejected. Developers had wanted to create a new housing estate at Barton Hill Drive in Minster. The decision also throws doubt over plans to widen the lower road, although there is expected to be an appeal. Campaigners say their fight to stop three specialist stroke units being created in Kent is not over, despite the plans already being approved. Earlier this month, health bosses agreed the centres should be based at hospitals in Ashford, Dartford and Maidstone, meaning facilities currently available in Medway, Thanet and Tunbridge Wells would close. But there are concerns that'll leave people in those areas having to travel further for treatment. Carly Jeffrey from Save Our NHS in Kent has been telling us why they're staging demos in Maidstone and Thanet today.
The aim of the protest is to alert the public to the power that these 17 councillors have. That's the 17 councillors that are on the Kent HOSC committee. They have the ability to refer the plan back to government, and that's what we want them to do.
And a group including Love Island winner Danny Dyer, Jade from Little Mix and Strictly's Shirley Ballas have reached the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. They've been filmed as part of a documentary as they raise money for charity.
KMFM Sport.
With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Gillingham will be looking to make it two wins in a row as they travel to take on Fleetwood Town this weekend. The Gills have moved out of the relegation zone after picking up 6 points from their last three games in League One, and it means they're now 5 points clear of the bottom four. His boss, Steve Lovell.
It'll be a tough, a very tough game for us, but they all are now. You know, there's 12 games to go, and, you know, they're 12 good games, and they're ones that you're looking forward to. Because, you know, ultimately we want to get up as high up that league as we can.
Fleetwood are currently eighth in the table, while the Jewels are 10 places below them. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMFM.
Weather.
Cloudy with showers today and highs of 11. Some bright spells tomorrow, but wet and windy on Sunday. Highs over the weekend of 13.
KMFM. Weather.
With Carpet Sales Centre. Amazing carpets, affordable prices. Ballard Business Park, Strood.